Amen.
Doug and Sarah Wynn's helping to set up the new church office computer. I don't know about you guys, but for years I've fussed and feuded with my computer, and I would like to have had somebody to help me at times. Thank you, Doug and Sarah. It's a great job. And now we have a special concern that I'd like to bring before you.
Kind of hard to sing that song because my daughter, Alexandra Nicole, which you guys have just supported her whole life here in Warsaw, she went on her 19th birthday to somewhere, some province in China next to Sichuan, I don't know the name of the province, to work with an unreached people group for 2 weeks before they actually go to work in the refugee camps and do children's ministry. And they would just really cover your prayers, the whole team. The main leaders have not gone with them, so they've got some junior leaders. They're kind of on their own with the Lord, and high security. We can't talk to them for a month, but she covets your prayers, each and every one of them, and I just want to thank you and lay that out for you, that she'd pray for their safety and that God would anoint them and that these people would come to know our Lord and Savior.
And also pray for our youth as they are down in Texas on mission work. And pray for those who serve in mission work and in locally and elsewhere in attempting to do God's will. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the blessings that you continually give us in our lives despite the concerns and worries that we have. You send forth your Son each and every day to remind us of the other Son who lived so long ago and who means so much today. We ask that you would allow that Son to be a part of our lives, to enlighten and inspire us so that we may serve you better. These things in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, if you would turn with me, please, to Deuteronomy. What? Oh. Hey, we have something special going on this morning, and I think she's hiding behind the piano right now. Come on out here, young lady. We heard her practicing, and she's beautiful.